Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Kings fans, of all the podcasts that I listen to, King's Realm Podcast is one of them. This is where you go for all your Kings news, Kings fans. Go Kings Go, best podcast in the business, maybe. Take it from me, Dave Joseph, and listen to King's Realm Podcast.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and DraftKings. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at King's Realm Pod and leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 562-317-0087. So technically, we have this week off, so we brought in some special guests for a special episode for a special week. It's Thanksgiving, woo! And I am Dennis Wilson.
That is James Whitlock.
I love turkey.
Jordan Heckman. We've got the Godfather, Jeff Wilson.
Hey-o!
And our cousin, Mr. Vegas himself, Scott Wilson.
Hey!
Yeah, cheers. There he is.
This beer tastes like pot.
It's very hoppy.
It's extremely hoppy.
It's very good.
I like it.
It's hilarious. It's you had to light it first, though. That was interesting. Huh? I didn't know you had to light it first. That was weird.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. It's a little. Excuse me. All right.
Moving on. It's good. It's some good shit. Allegedly, that's the I would know that.
He's drinking bong water.
Like, yeah. Right. Jordan.
You eat it.
Yuck. Gross.
Just straight up.
I was in high school once.
Who had pot in their life?
Gosh dang it, I miss you guys. We're already off the rails, like 15 seconds in.
This is what we do. This is what we do.
To be fair, it's ironic that being off the rails is actually right on point for King's Realm. So. Yeah.
This is what we do.
Yeah. There's no rails. That's what we were doing wrong all along is we had rails we tried to follow.
Yeah.
You guys were idiots.
Screw the rails. Yeah.
Well, speaking of being underway...
James is letting me read this, which could not be more excited and proud of you guys. Every time I hear James read it, and he's given me the honor. The NHL season is underway, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, has an unbelievable offer to celebrate the greatest sport on ice. New customers can bet just $1 on any NHL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a goal. Doesn't matter if it's a one-time clapper or a deft deflection, however they light the lamp, you win. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings daily fantasy sports contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Throw down $1 on any NHL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a goal. This week, one puck in the net. Nets you big win with promo code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL.
Must be 21 or older in New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're fired, James.
Hey, that was so good. Jeff sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
You're fired.
I loved it.
Is it weird that my nipples are hard?
Yes. I can't tell you, okay. James. Yeah. Like, I don't know if any listeners are still around from the old guys in shorts days, but to see this show go from where it was to where it is now, could not be happier for you guys. Yeah. And every time I listen and hear James read that, this pride overwhelms me. I love it.
The Godfather.
Oh.
You got it started, though. You put all of us together.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, do people know that story, or do we?
You should tell it.
Well, I mean, we started a show named Guys in Shorts a while back, and it was kind of all LA sports. And but we didn't have a hockey element to it, really. We talked a lot of Lakers, a lot of Dodgers, and not not much hockey. And of course, these guys were like big Kings, you know, where's all the hockey talk? And so we decided to do a spinoff show, which was at the time, Guys in Shorts King Show.
Mm-hmm. Wearing the shirt right now.
Vintage shirt. And then it, of course, eventually evolved, and you guys have run with it, and you guys are doing a great job and couldn't be more proud. And of course, Guys in Shorts, we haven't recorded since COVID started because nobody wants to.
Fucking bats.
Ugh, I know.
When you say spinoff of like the original show, like we are like the Mork and Mindy, though. Like, let's be fair.
Oh, yeah. Where it's way better.
No, I was going to say way off the wall.
Oh, way off the wall. Yes.
That's way like, better.
Exactly.
Like someone's committing suicide or what's happening?
Wow. We're just going to go there now?
Too soon. Not cool.
Too soon.
It is too soon.
That's always too soon for that one. Jesus.
Hey, you can only save it now by putting the suicide number up.
No. Hey, Scott Wilson's here.
Speaking of which...
I was trying to organically include him. Gotcha. Scott's remote, so it's kind of difficult.
From Vegas, which technically, when you hear this, we're all sitting together, so that's kind of weird.
I'm remotely in bed right now.
It's way past his bedtime.
Sounds awesome. Yeah.
And that's what you wear. Interesting choice.
You wear your Vegas hat to bed. I mean, that's impressive. Let's be real.
It's commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. All right, James, you had some questions for the people that have...
Yeah, and I want to start with the two guests. Scott hasn't had...
Yes, I will have another pour of whiskey. Oh, no, sorry.
Which one are we going to go with?
What question were you going with?
Scott, you've been to games pre-COVID, post-COVID. Now everybody in the NHL is allowing fans in. You know, and you follow basically, I think the NHL as a whole is either you have your vaccine or you get tested within 72 hours of attending, and you show that, and then you're in. Masks on, everything else. So the question to you guys, and Jeff, you went to a game with me a couple weeks ago, so what do you feel your experience is as a sports fan going post-COVID, knowing what you know from pre-COVID?
Well, I need to go to a game last year when they won the very first ones that, you know, they're pumping in sound. That was pretty odd. And, you know, being only like, you know, 3,000-4,000 people inside there, it just seems surreal. I imagine that's what it's like in Florida.
So. Or Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah, you don't have to go that far.
This year, it's like back to normal, really, other than you kind of wear a mask. You don't have to show proof of vaccination or nothing. So you just go in like normal.
Just roll the dice because it's Vegas. No COVID.
Are you exempt from the mask if you have a vaccine card in Vegas, or is it just mask for everybody?
No, it started off like they would pretty much like the lady going around making sure everyone kept their masks on, but now it's like you kind of wear it to go in. That's it.
Right, and just have a beer in your hand at all times.
Yes.
Yeah, because you can't drink with the mask on.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. You lose so much liquid.
It's an extra
fucking
filter.
Mask. Yeah.
Damn, James.
I feel like you've actually tried it.
I'm thinking about it now. I'm like, do you have a mask?
How does that work?
Speaking of going back to games, Scott's got a big news. He took his son to his first hockey game. I would like to hear like how that went.
Well, the first two periods, it's hard to keep him off of his phone. And then... he got into it by the last period. He started screaming and yelling. He might have yelled Kraken a few times, but we had to correct him.
He was yelling at the plumber three rows up. That was the problem. Put your Kraken away.
I mean, he's got family in Seattle. You know, it plays.
Yeah.
Did the game go to overtime?
No, it didn't.
Oh, because the game James took me to went to overtime. And that is my first experience with a NHL overtime.
3-on-3 overtime?
Yeah. And it was, I mean.
Speaking of hard nipples.
Yeah.
Well now he knows this answer too. What happens after 3-on-3 overtime?
A shootout.
Going to the shootout.
Yeah. Which he goes through all three shootouts, and then it's like the sudden death shootout, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So apologies to the listeners because, yeah, I'm not the hockey fan that you normally get on this show.
It's like seeing a child walk for the first time.
Yes, yeah. But hopefully you'll take enjoyment in that. Like, yeah. I am an outsider that very much appreciates your sport, yet hasn't quite committed to following it the way that you guys do.
I still don't know
what's
going on.
Maybe because I have life. And I'm just kidding.
So how was your experience at the Staples Center?
It was just wonderful to be at a live sporting event. If I had to wear a mask, I don't care. If I had to show a vaccination card, I don't care. Just being there, because since COVID, I went to one Angel game. That's it.
And it's really easy to like social distance there.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Talk about 4,000 fans.
Yeah. That's, you're in the room with night for three other Angel fans. Yeah. So good thing you're near the studio door.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm just going to go polish my World Series trophy. I'll be right back.
Is he wrong though?
Yeah. It was just wonderful to be at a sporting event. So, I mean, certainly I hope this isn't the new normal. I hope eventually we can lose the masks and, you know.
It'll happen.
Yeah. But to be fair,
I lose mine all the time.
To be fair.
I have to buy new ones. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I lose mine. Right. Well, I actually lost it several times, Jeff. I was like, fuck, this is a nice mask. I have the beard mask. And I'm like, dude, I think I lost it. We got back to the seats. He found it.
Oh, yeah.
And like 20 minutes later, he handed it back to me again. Like, keep dropping it.
Well, try living in Long Beach, but working in Orange County, where in LA County, you still have to wear masks to go in anywhere. Yeah. Orange County, you don't. So, like, I'm kind of used to not wearing them inside because in Orange County, you don't have to. But then I go to the store by the house and, crap, I left the mask. Oh, at home because I didn't have it in the car. You know,
so that's when you just throw the t-shirt up.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yeah, I've done that a few times.
So does that work?
No.
I've done it. I mean, I doubt it stops COVID, but
yeah, but
no, I mean, just like your fucking back.
It's not the COVID you're worried about. It's the Karens you're worried about. So.
Yeah.
Karen 19.
She beat me too, you son of a bitch.
On the prowl. So going from sports, this is a great week, or when you're listening, it's a great week. This is Thanksgiving, and
woo!
Although not separated by StreamYard from Scott, we're all sitting together right now, time of listening.
Which is the first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're,
I give thanks for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I really do. Thank you guys.
Wow. That was great.
We're going to be in an undisclosed location that the Godfather family has been going to for 65 years.
Oh, is it undisclosed? We're not saying it?
I don't know.
We've said it a lot of times.
Oh. Yeah.
Death Valley, 65 years.
It's pretty big. Try and find us. Yeah.
Touche.
We'll actually give you beers if you show up.
We can give you the site number, actually.
Yeah, so we are all together. All five of us are together for Thanksgiving. So what is your favorite part about that week?
Oh.
Besides seeing everybody?
Yeah.
I'd say that. I think that's the hands-down winner right there.
Yeah, yes. So a little more background. This is a tradition that so Dennis, Scott, and myself are cousins, and our father's parents started this tradition in 1955, mm-hmm. and it started as just a trip out to Death Valley camping because our aunt did a school project and wanted to go, and it's grown to this kind of big event where I think this year we have
41 and 42 people.
Yeah, 41, 42 people. And this is kind of a smaller year. A lot of the mainstays aren't there this year because they're kind of on every other thing. And anyway, so it's just a big event to us. It's a big deal. And, you know, luckily, you know, Jordan, of course, came by marriage mm-hmm. into the crowd. And James and I have been high school buddies, elementary school buddies.
Yeah. We were neighbors in the same cul-de-sac.
So it's just one of those cool things where just, you know, all these people from different walks of life have, you know, made this grow into such a great tradition. And we love it. We love it. I mean, yeah, I think getting together, seeing the people is the best part.
Adventuring around.
Yeah.
Go exploring everywhere.
The eating and drinking is not terrible.
Eating and drinking.
Yeah. Day drinking for 7 days in a row.
Yeah. pretty much.
Yeah.
Out in the middle of the desert.
One of my favorite things is guy's breakfast. Like the tradition of the grease sucker. the everlasting grease sucker.
Speaking of outdated traditions, in the Me Too era, this is very, very, yeah. So the tradition started as, you know, back in the day, all the wives would spend all day cooking Thanksgiving dinner while the guys rode the motorcycles down to Furnace Creek, which is the nearest TVs, to watch football. And so the wives eventually, you know, got the right to vote and then decided that... wow. I'm just kidding. Hey, this is way after that.
This timeline probably works out. It's been going on for a long time.
They decided, hey, wait a second. Like, you guys, if we're cooking dinner, you guys should have to at least do breakfast. All right, that's fair. Fair enough. So that's fine. So it started this tradition of the guys all waking up early to cook breakfast for the ladies, and then they did dinner. Except that now it's mostly us that cook dinner, yeah. Right, Scott?
Yeah, Scott.
Scott does a smoked or a fried turkey.
Two of them usually.
Yeah, I do the ham.
I mean, that's just like what happens when you're just the better cooks.
Wow. I'm not touching that.
Scott's sitting quietly.
He's sitting this one out.
I would say he's the smartest one out of all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very smart.
So who's never been promoted from grease sucker, though?
Well,
yeah.
That's because when you're so proficient at your job.
That's one of the fun parts of the trip. And
be fair, Jeff is the director of grease sucking.
To be fair.
You broke up director of what sucking?
Yeah. I'll leave that to the imagination.
That's a good tradition.
We're sitting
tradition.
Across a table from each other. You broke up.
I'm on the right side.
The thing about us Wilsons is we're into our traditions, and unfortunately, somehow I got pigeonholed as the guy who sucks the bacon grease off the skillets.
Is that what happens? It's a fun joke. Is that what happens when you get the short end of the stick?
Oh, another another fun joke we make.
Thank you for inviting me tonight.
They try to say that I'm under 6 feet tall, when in actuality I'm like 6'3".
Right.
5'11" and 3/4"
We're on the radio and I'm sitting down. You can't can't prove it.
Right.
I'm taller than you sitting down, and I'm 6'3", so I don't know.
Jeff's like trying to lift his chair.
Scott, what is your job?
For breakfast?
Yeah.
Pretty much, the last few years I've been doing the pancake batter, so I mix that and hand it out. But I'm also already cooking the turkeys and stuff starting about 5 in the morning.
Oh yeah, so you're busy.
Yeah.
You're busy all the way through.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, I'm gonna get on that batter as soon as I just gotta check on these turkeys from my bed.
Supple breasts in the turkeys.
Wow.
And then I have to go wake Jeff up to suck grease.
Yeah. It's very.
I do enjoy sleeping in, although that does not happen anymore as I have a 1-year-old. So.
Yeah.
Won't have to wake me up now.
And how about campfires?
Oh,
it's always a good one.
Epic campfires.
Yeah. Scott texted us a picture just today of his Tacoma loaded full to the brim with firewood in it. Yeah.
I that's not technically your Tacoma anymore, right?
Waylon is driving it now, and he's going to be driving it to Death Valley.
Nice.
That's my son.
The son who hates hockey. You gave him a truck?
He loves hockey. He was screaming and yelling. Come on. He won it. He won it at the game.
It took 2.5 periods, but we got him.
Yeah.
Fuck it, it works.
It only took Jordan like 10 minutes with that night. He was all over his jock.
Son of a bitch.
Like, how hard is it to get that armor off? Prove it.
Cod piece.
Does that chainmail have a zipper?
That was a good night.
Sure. If you say so.
You got lost for quite a while that night.
I got lost so bad you gave up.
Yeah, Dennis went to bed.
I said, I'm not dealing with this anymore. I'm going to bed.
I don't blame you.
It's like, fuck, I got to find this guy, dude. Yeah.
I'm not, would have figured it out.
I'm not making the hangover call back home. Jenny,
we fucked up.
So as I was like trying to go to bed, James is like, so seriously, do you think you would actually leave the hotel? I was like, no, you're good.
Yeah.
He's here somewhere. Didn't you find him at a table?
Yeah, he's at a table. And I don't know how he got from the bathroom to the table because I was in the middle.
I'm like a drunk ninja.
That works.
That's a fair assessment.
Yeah, that's a lot of whiskey.
It's a midwinter night's dram from High West. Limited. It's limited engagement. Act 9, scene 1.
James is trying to get you guys to spend the night here. This is what's happening.
James is trying to fuck.
All right.
Ooh.
Should we move on to this triple crown line?
Triple crown line.
Come Jordan, on, line of.
Jordan, what do you got?
All right. For those playing the at-home game, triple crown line of, we pick a topic. We do a snake draft. You pick something from that topic that goes along with it. It could be good, could be bad, could be mediocre, whatever it is. And then you have to give a little supporting, like, spiel with it. Nothing too crazy.
Justify your pick.
Yeah. There you go.
Wait, it could be bad?
Yeah. Why not?
It's the top of the list, no matter good or bad, right?
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, so it kind of broadens it up a little bit.
Okay.
Gotcha. I would love to hear Jeff say something bad about someone's cooking. That would make for an epic fucking show.
Jeff's like, I hate the fried turkey.
Oh, sorry, Scott.
And then Scott murders Jeff.
Just doesn't appeal to me.
He's serving fried Jeff.
All right, so this week's special edition Triple Crown line of Thanksgiving foods.
Ooh.
It could be food. It could be beverages.
Just Thanksgiving.
Yes. Because fuck James for saying holidays.
Ooh. I love it.
I mean, really, it's the same kind of food for both holidays.
No, it's not. Well, no.
Well, fucking goose.
I've got a goose for Christmas. Got a tradition.
By the way, a lot of people will ask, Death Valley, what do you guys eat? Do you eat that astronaut food for Thanksgiving?
We eat
really good. Yeah, we're out in the middle of the desert. It's not like we're in backpacking tents. We have RVs and there's some trailers. That's, and
my answer whenever anybody asks me that is, I say, we eat better than you. Because there's so many people contributing. Like, you can have
whatever the less smug way to say that is, that's what I say.
Scott's trailer has a helo pad on it.
I say it very smug. Yeah.
Right, Scott?
On purpose.
I said Scott's trailer has a helo pad on it.
Yeah, it's got a slippery staircase.
It's a very slippery ladder. I can't confirm. I almost died on it replacing your knight's flag with the king's flag.
It'll be greased this year.
Jordan was accusing you of stealing his king's flag.
I was not. I said I didn't know where it was, and I don't know if Scott still has it. I think I have it. I don't know. I'll buy a new one. I feel like Jesse may have stole it. I don't know.
I got a nice golf bag or a golf shoes king's bag.
Oh, you do? And with some stinky ass golf shoes in them.
Yeah.
Would you have to buy new shoes?
They were on the way out and I left them in Scott's truck and I was like, can you just throw them away? He's like, I'll keep the bag. I was like, okay. Sure. All right. So let's let the guests go first.
Yeah.
So again, it is a snake draft.
Yeah. Scott, you go first. Your favorite Thanksgiving food.
He's got to have something to top. So Jeff, you should go first.
Well, it'd be your sister's yams.
Ooh. Sweet potatoes. That's a great.
Hey, that's literally what I was going to take.
In any other context, that would have been bad.
Yeah. I heard your sister, and I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, your cousin?
James got?
Yeah.
I was like, damn, he's talking shit. Oh, wait, yeah.
You know what? Good. Sweet potatoes would, and, oh, no, you're supposed to prove the point. I was about to prove it for you.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Come on, man, there's no rails here.
Yeah.
By sweet potatoes, it's really sugar, butter, and sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
It's pretty much what it is.
A lot of sugar.
Yeah. And they are so good.
They are delicious.
Oh, my gosh.
They're pretty damn good. I don't like sweet potatoes like that, and they're fucking great.
Yeah. They're sweet, in all caps, potatoes.
Potatoes. Yeah. Sweet orange.
Good one. Good one.
All right, Jeff, you're up.
Where am I going to go? I will say, you know what? No, I will say your fried turkey. A fried turkey really If you haven't had fried turkey, there's no other way to do it. Let's be honest. Turkey is the weakest of all the meats. But frying is probably the best of all the cooking methods.
Also
so by putting those two things together.
Followed closely by smoking, foreshadowing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, smoking too, but you know what? We've done the smoked turkey, and I feel like it's the fried turkey has... Bad,
but the fried turkey is like next level.
Because turkey is kind of automatically a little drier, mm-hmm. I suppose. And so frying it kind of puts those juices...
It just locks in the juice.
You can go bad with that too, though. That can dry out pretty quickly too. But
Scott, or it can explode.
Not the way Scott does it. Scott,
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, he does it right, so you don't have... You've never had to taste dry.
Have you seen Scott do it? He has like this giant syringe that he injects the seasoning directly into the...
What can I only assume is mostly butter.
I last couple of years I've been using Jeff's bacon grease.
Oh yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
That does make a lot of sense. See, why it's
Jeff,
so
you
good.
Are important.
Yeah. I told you. I've been telling you all these years. Oh. Yeah.
I'm going trying to get out of
with Scott's
so
fried turkey. That's number two off the board.
All right.
All right.
Enough.
Who's up?
Who's next?
Just go around the circle.
All right. You're fair enough. Jordan. Okay.
Which way? Clockwise or counterclockwise?
Clockwise.
I'm just kidding.
Scott's up.
Yeah. I'm just messing with Dennis.
Jordan foreshadowed and I want to steal his, so.
What's that?
It's good that it's going that way because I would have stole yours.
Okay. Perfect. No, I'm not going with it. I'm going gravy.
Oh.
Because gravy goes on everything.
It does.
It goes on the turkey.
That's a good point.
It goes on the potatoes. It goes on the stuffing. It goes on the beer.
The beer
does it.
The gravy.
It goes on the pumpkin pie.
Ooh. I haven't tried that yet, but. yeah, I'm going gravy.
I'd be willing to try.
It just sexes up everything.
A good gravy is legit. I believe your wife, actually, James, she is does. Bringing the gravy this year.
We do a Chipotle gravy every year, and it's fucking
can
legit.
Confirm.
I'm down.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good choice. Nice.
Dennis heard Chipotle. He's like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Said Chipotle?
Hey, did you
he
notice?
He literally ran to
did
the
you
restroom.
Notice it was like Laura Eats Chipotle Day? National
yeah.
Laura
yeah,
Eats?
Yeah. I sent that to her. You? No, I sent it to her, yeah.
I saw it. I thought of you.
No, when that happened two years ago,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was all over that.
Yeah. A guy wanted Chipotle one day, and so he wrote Chipotle. He's like, hey,
on Twitter,
can you tweet out that it's National Chipotle Day? Because my wife Laura like doesn't feel like Chipotle tonight. I really want Chipotle, and so Chipotle said, "Today is Laura Eats Chipotle Day, National Laura Eats Chipotle Day." And he's like, "Hey, today we should get Chipotle because it's like a national holiday." And she's like, "No, it's not." And then he forwards the screenshot of that, and she's like, "What the fuck?"
That's great.
They ate Chipotle.
And so they ate Chipotle.
Side note: podcasting is so fun when there's no rails.
It's oh my God. Much better, right? Yeah.
The best
free form,
yeah.
It's an art.
Vic's rolling in his grave right now, but fuck it.
It's like a fucking Jackson Pollock.
Hey man, whatever it takes.
All right, Dennis, you're up.
I'm gonna go kind of in line with Jordan. I'm gonna say stuffing.
Yes,
I love a good stuffing.
Dennis asks me, what can I bring this year? What do we need? What do we need? I'm the one that kind of sends out the letter and organizes the meals, or whatever. And I said, you know what? No one ever signs up for stuffing. We don't really ever have somebody that brings the stuffings. I mean, eventually somebody does, yeah. But it's are you doing enough. Out of the box or are you actually putting some effort into it?
For this first go, like, we're going to go out of the box.
Okay.
Like, I'm
nothing
gonna try
wrong with
and,
that.
No.
I love out of the box. That's the thing Cummins about stuffing. Is
that is the one I'm going
you don't
for
mess
because
it up.
It is top-notch stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to work on finding, like, a recipe to work off of. But for this first go, timing-wise, we're going with the Mrs. Cummins.
I love me some stuffing. Has anybody done cornbread stuffing?
Yes, we make cornbread stuffing, yeah.
Is that how does that compare? I've never had it. It's intriguing.
It's different. Like, you know how you can have something and it's like you have a root beer, and root beers can be so vastly different. Like, cornbread stuffing is just a different animal.
Okay.
But I like it. I like, especially if you're making it and you have like bits of corn in it, it's really good.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's really good. That's
and,
where you lost me.
And it's a little more buttery. It's a little more like rich in flavor, but
I said vegetables in my bread. Fuck you.
It's cornbread, motherfucker. It's in the name.
Yeah.
You can't
cornbread. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You can't cancel it. That's rude. It's in the name. It's meant to be that way.
All right, fair.
Damn it, Jordan.
Okay, I gotta go. I gotta go meats. I gotta go brisket. Like, I love the brisket.
Son of a bitch. I thought that was gonna go under the radar.
That's not Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving leftover day.
Yeah, it's not a traditional Thanksgiving.
Do things have to be traditional to be like, why does it got to fit in the
mold? I mean,
mold?
I guess we're not on the rails anyway. Right? So, yeah, there's no rules.
I mean, James will make brisket for Thanksgiving just to prove you wrong.
This year, I'm adding the smoker into the truck. That's
my next one is pizza. Pizza is my favorite Thanksgiving.
I've made pizza that day, too.
That's true.
I brought a pizza oven
with the pizza oven that you just happened to have in your trunk.
Yeah.
So that's brisket. Scott doesn't Scott mean brisket.
Scott fucking kills them, like absolutely demolishes
the
brisket.
It's one of my favorite. That's one of the things I look forward to every year because I'm like, I've been trying, and I'll tell you, if you haven't smoked brisket, it's tough, right? And doing it right, it takes skill. And I've tried a few.
Or an extreme amount of luck, and I'm first.
I've tried a few, and I've babied it. I stayed up all night. And Scott, I'm asking Scott, like, oh, this is great. How do you do your brisket? He's like, I don't know. I fucking throw it in, and I just come back.
I inject bacon grease into it.
I talked to James about smoking meats, and he's just like, he gets into, like, all this shit, and I'm like, man, this sounds really fucking hard. I talked to Scott about it. He goes, yeah, you put it on for, like, this temperature, and then after a while, you turn it down, and then, like, as soon as it gets to here, you're good. And, like, and it's always amazing whatever Scott makes. And James makes amazing shit, too. Don't get me wrong. But the way that they go about it, two completely opposite.
Yeah, like, I can't do it like Scott. And that, Scott, to be honest, now you're on here. To be fair. Your brisket is kind of like what I shoot for every time I try brisket. So,
well, this is what you got to do. So on brisket night, what are you doing brisket the next day? Start drinking heavily. Obviously, you got that going for you already. And then by midnight is when the brisket has to go on. And you just don't really remember what you do to it. You just kind of rub some shit on it, find some shit in the cabinet, put it on.
The rub maker's mark probably splattered on it. That's fine.
Yeah, the rub is not the problem.
Halfway in the night, the smoker goes off. It gets cool. Then you reset it, turn it back on.
Yeah. It's not your concept. I fucking love it, dude. Scott, you're a miracle man with it. So that's my number one pick.
All right. Perfect. James, you're up again.
No.
That's right.
Scott.
Snake draft.
Oh.
So it snakes back the other way.
Crap. And then
that's why it's a little sketchy going first.
Dang it.
Second one. I got
a good one. I feel like it's going to be off the board by the time it gets to me. Okay, go ahead.
We found a recipe years and years ago. And it's one of the things we always sign up for. And I think everybody's like, why the fuck would you sign up for this? Our cranberry vodka orange zest.
Oh, yeah. Sauce. We had to start carting the kids at the Thanksgiving table.
His
family showed up.
Something I hate.
It's also great because it gets you drunk and it clears up your UTI. It's 2 in 1.
Jordan's like, if we could just get bubbles in this would be a perfect seltzer.
I was going to buy that sweater that says nice seltzer pal, the wear in Death Valley, but it wouldn't have got here in time. I was going to wear it every day around here. It's a dude, like, it's like an illustration of a dude with a Budweiser that says nice seltzer pal. It's got a fucking mullet.
So if you're following on the Patreon, I'll put the recipe up. Orange vodka cranberry sauce. That's it.
It's delicious.
Nice. D-Will.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh yeah.
I mean, staple, right?
It's simple.
Right.
It's a staple.
Yeah. I'm honestly surprised it lasted this long.
Put tons of butter in it. Put some gravy on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything has butter. I love it.
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I love when a little of the skin works its way into the mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
because you know they're fresh.
Uncle Dean used to make it that way.
So, a quick question: Are you guys smooth mashed potato people, or are you lumpy mashed potato people?
I don't give a shit.
I like lumpy.
Okay,
I'll eat whatever's there.
Yeah. Right.
Really for the gravy, but lumpy.
It's a vessel for the gravy.
Yeah. Big old spoon mark in it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'll go. I don't know how this is still stayed on the fucking board, but pumpkin pie.
Dang it! I knew it was going to be gone by the time.
Pumpkin pie. I don't like pie. I don't like pumpkin, but something about pumpkin pie put together, two negatives make a positive in my book.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay. Yeah. On that note, before you move on, I want you all, anybody listening, anybody
and
here.
And you put the shitty Cool Whip on it.
Cool Whip.
Whip.
I've got a whipper I was going to bring for fresh made.
Are cool. we doing
whoa,
whippets?
Whoa.
What?
That stays in your trailer.
I want you to Google First We Feast Hot Ones with David Chung.
Okay.
Watch that and wait till he gets to pumpkin pie. He's got a little opposing opinion for Jordan. Enjoy that little gem. And it's just another person in the world that's yelling at Jordan. All so right, I love
well,
it.
Well, wait, enough. He doesn't like pumpkin pie?
Oh, my God.
Is he a communist?
Oh my god. he's like, I'm fucking heated right now. I'm pissed. Like that you even brought it up.
This guy sounds like an idiot.
Yeah.
Does he hate
freedom and everything good in the world?
The old Dick Twist. Oh my god.
All right, Jeff, you're up.
I'm gonna go with apple pie because pumpkin pie was taken.
Bitch. That was my last one.
Yeah. If pie's going off the board, I feel like this is a fantasy draft and where one person takes a quarterback and so everyone starts taking a quarterback, even if it's a little too soon.
Just wait till it comes back to me.
I can't get, I gotta get pie. Okay. Apple pie. Aunt Claudia, who actually uses our grandmother's apple pie recipe.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Lots of sugar.
Yeah. Yep. You put some cool whip on it.
Cool whip.
Love it. Scott, where are you at?
Scott, you got two.
Yeah, I'm going to do a pull of James here, and I'm going to pick deviled eggs.
Oh. Scoring little points with the wifey, huh?
Smart move.
My man.
I will fuck up some deviled eggs.
I would have gone there next.
Yeah.
Scott's wife makes the best deviled eggs.
It's because she doesn't put relish in them.
Oh.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. There's no relish in them. You're going to fuck up some deviled eggs if you put relish in them.
Yep.
Yeah. And I remember a couple years ago, Scott and Jesse tried to get out of doing the deviled eggs, and we would not allow it.
That's what happens when she does that good of a job.
You literally do all this work for the trip.
Did you just put them back in for deviled eggs?
I think so. I don't remember how it happened. But I might have sent him a guilt text, and he was like, all right, we'll do it.
Fine. But everybody loves it. There's hardly any left over for Friday.
There's something about making 90 deviled eggs that encompasses a little bit of work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Little bit. As you're frying a turkey and
making brisket.
Smoking one.
Taking frisbee breaks. Yeah.
Yep.
Taking beer drinking breaks.
Yep.
There's a lot of beer drinking.
Taking tequila breaks.
A lot. Yeah.
Well, it, like you said, you drink for, you said 7 days. It's 10 days for me. Not really to brag. But
whatever.
There's Topper. There he is. There's
the
Topper.
The morning usually consists of a nice Bailey's and coffee, and then you slowly migrate to beer.
Yeah.
And then, finish off the night with some whiskey or tequila.
Or both.
Yes. Whiskey. Ooh. Does Scott's jalapeno tequila count as a Thanksgiving food?
I am bringing jalapenos this
year. Is it food?
I don't think it's not food or drink.
I said food or drink.
Yeah. So yes, it does.
So and
Scott's
technically
dead. Scott still has one.
All right.
And
yeah,
technically Scott's cranberry sauce is food and drink.
Yeah, exactly. It's a hybrid.
it's like a lager.
Well, Jordan likes the ghost pepper sauce, don't you?
Oh, dude, I shat my brains out.
Oh, dude, for taco night, I have this cheese sauce. This ghost pepper cheese sauce.
Put it in my mouth.
It is amazing, dude.
I can't wait.
Disgusting.
All right, Scott, you go again, then you're done.
So it's going to be an odd one, but I don't ever have it other than Thanksgiving Day. It is sweet pickles.
Not dill. You got to make sure they're sweet.
Not dill. Yeah. Oh no. Dill.
And Claudia made sure I knew to when she passed on the reins of organizing this thing, it had to be sweet pickles, not dill pickles.
Who's bringing the sweet pickles this year? Is it my mother-in-law?
I don't know. Yeah, it is. She's gonna I put sweet on there.
All right, I'm gonna make sure it happens.
Get some sweet dill.
Why don't you take some?
I'm gonna make sure that tree in the dirt.
These are the sweetest dill pickles I can find.
All right, Jeff, you're up again.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm not going to do Scott's jalapeno.
How about Kevin's corn?
Tequila. Kevin's canned corn.
Or his rice pilaf.
Is Kraft mac and cheese a Thanksgiving? No. I'm going to go. Oh, there's so many ways to do this. You know what? It's a staple. It's an easy dish, but honestly, it makes every meal better. And that is King's Hawaiian rolls.
Oh yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a Jeff answer.
I was going to pick that.
Really, it takes zero effort whatsoever. Whoever I assign the
I've definitely been on roll duty before.
The roll duty. Yeah.
I've been on roll duty. Yeah. Many
it's times. Definitely somebody who either has a newborn baby or
staying in a tent.
Yeah. Or staying in a tent or something gets the King's Hawaiian rolls. But the funny thing is it's not dinner rolls. It's not rolls.
Yeah.
It's literally in the assignment. It's King's Hawaiian rolls.
Don't fuck it up.
Don't bring some generic store-bought stuff. It has to be King's Hawaiian. Bag.
Don't bring the Trader Joe's version because those aren't as good.
Yeah, it doesn't King's say don't fuck it Hawaiian up on rolls. The thing. Did you type that out?
I should.
Definitely did I should. Not.
Tell you what.
I'll tell you what. One person messes it up because nobody's ever messed it up because our family isn't idiots. But if one person messed it up, yes, it would be spelled out, don't F it up. But yeah, King's Hawaiian
James
rolls.
James is trying to get you.
I'm trying
cannot
to
get wrong.
So bad.
A little more whiskey.
One more glass, he's in.
I know what you're doing. Jordan, that's to you.
I'm going to go with this, and we're back on pies.
How many rounds are we going?
This is the last one.
You're done.
Yeah, you're done.
All right. I feel like my team is a strong.
It's the triple crown line, so three.
Oh, three. Yeah. Oh, that's where the triple comes
from.
There you
go.
Got it.
Yeah, this is a segment stolen from another podcast, which is also stolen from another podcast. So that's
why you keep saying
it's
that.
It's three times removed stolen.
Everybody steals from everybody.
You should just be proud of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I'll take
King,
it.
Kings totally invented the triple crown.
Totally I would draft our triple crown line over any of their triple crown lines.
Okay, fair enough.
Draft at number one.
Gotcha. Okay. it doesn't happen every year, and I don't think it's going to happen this year, but Derek's pecan pie.
Oh.
He does it in the cast iron.
Yeah.
And it's very small.
The Dutch oven.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Something. He does it in the Dutch oven. And again, I don't like pie. I don't like pecans.
Yeah.
But he uses a shit ton of sugar.
I don't think Derek cooks with anything else but a Dutch oven.
Something. He put absinthe in there.
For sure.
I felt great afterwards. But it's a little off the wall and it's not there every year. And again, it's a very small amount. And if you get a slice, you understand why.
I feel like cooking in a Dutch oven just legitimizes whatever
the
it is.
The camping aspect.
Even
of it.
More.
Yeah.
And especially since it's served out of the same Dutch
oven. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's true.
Yeah.
No.
So there
Good
you go.
Good one.
Yeah. So much sugar.
Jordan loves pie.
I mean, when you think about it,
I guess it's two out of three.
What's your team? Two pies and a
two pies, one cup. I don't know. No,
what was your first round pick?
Gravy.
Two pies and gravy.
And I think I actually joked about putting gravy on my pumpkin pie.
Yeah, you did.
I got to be honest. Your cholesterol, we might want to check it.
Believe it or not, the doctor said I'm pretty healthy.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah, congrats.
Look at me go.
Yeah. Are you portion controlling or what?
Not
he does use a guide stick to come into work, though. So, I mean, there's that. All right, Dennis.
I think I'm going to go with wine. Got to have a good wine with Thanksgiving dinner. Drinking beer all day. Yeah. I like a good wine with dinner.
Do you drink wine with dinner?
That's...
Yeah, with Thanksgiving dinner.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
That's so like aunts and uncles so of you.
How do you feel about this, James?
Yeah, we drink wine. What the fuck's wrong?
Yeah, but James
Hey, Jess, come here. You see how that goes over.
She's in the business, though.
Yeah, so we drink wine with dinner most times.
Okay. Yeah, I love a good wine with dinner.
That's a lot of fucking wine.
There's a lot of wine in this big cabinet right next to me.
440 bottles.
All right. Yeah, that's good.
Wine. That's a good choice.
Wine.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, is this the last one?
Yeah, this is.
That's it? We do honorable mentions afterwards. Yeah. So you don't have to.
It's Ode to Ben Garcia. You technically.
Oh, sure.
You're supposed to do your honorable mention on your last round, but we'll
whatever.
We'll accept.
No, because that could steal somebody.
So here's what I'm going to say, and I you know, it all depends on how you take it in, right?
Are you going to say sex?
One of my favorite things about
how you take it in.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving dinner is, I don't know if you caught it, but I'll always stand in the back for prayer and like watch the whole group, and that really kind of sets the tone. Just seeing everybody together. Like, you're out in the middle of nowhere. Somehow we've put together this amazing feast, mm-hmm. right? And it's kind of how I start my meal, is I just kind of watch everybody for a good 5 minutes and just enjoy that. And that's just the atmosphere is going to be my third pick.
Fair.
I mean, turn that into food. But.
So you're pushing
so
on
you
the,
couldn't
on
think
a
of a
creepy.
Third pick?
Are you an energy vampire?
Why,
anybody what? Watch What We Do in the Shadows? It's fantastic, no. by the way.
Oh, if I love the movie.
Another show, Jordan.
The TV show? Freaking amazing, dude.
Really?
It is so hilarious.
Is it as good as WandaVision?
Oh,
Don't start there.
Terrible. Shut your gravy-eating, pie-eating pie hole.
Terrible. That show is terrible.
Terrible. I liked it. I thought it was great.
Which one? WandaVision?
Yeah. It's awful.
I liked it.
By the end, I finished it. I was hate watching it. But
that's a pretty good way to describe that show.
Yeah,
that's fair. I will go in the same vein as Jane, or King Dwayne's. I love the mid meal speech or speeches.
Oh,
yeah, those are good.
Yeah, so those are great.
Yeah, and they never go too long. They're always the perfect length.
Yeah.
They're very concise. There isn't an ounce of fat on them.
It's actually right to the point. The most of my drinking done during dinner is during the speeches.
The toasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanksgiving toasts.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're not mentioning food, yeah.
No, but I mean, it is cool that, like, I blame James for this.
I'm surprised you guys stayed on the rails within the rules of the thing that
well, I mean, it took the last pick until we broke it, right?
Yeah.
I'm good for something.
We have our standards.
Yeah.
They're super low. No, but probably I know we're not supposed to like enforce like our pick, but my favorite part of the toast is there's always milestones, right? It's always somebody's first trip. It's always somebody's, you know, 50th
somebody's
trip. Or it's always, you know,
gonna have a baby.
Yeah. Stuff.
Wait, what? Not me.
Surprise!
Didn't you announce at
2 years ago?
Oh, yeah, yes. Announced that I...
That was one of the toasts.
Yeah. No, it wasn't during the toast. It was... Well, I guess... Yeah, I guess kind of it was.
Yeah. So and like
except look, everybody knew.
Right. Everybody knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst kept secret ever.
Yeah, right.
But no, but it's always cool to like you either learn something new like about someone in the group or like everybody gets to celebrate somebody else. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Did anybody have anything they're doing new this year? Or do we have to wait?
It's gonna be a surprise.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think anything new.
All right.
Yeah,
we're
into our traditions, so yeah. There's really not much changes from year to year. Actually,
I just really hope that there's naked hippies again.
Oh, the green tortoise! Shout out to them.
Scott looks like he's about to fall asleep over here.
Oh.
Oh, I'm still here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He woke up when I said naked hippies.
I do have a honorable mention, and I don't even know what it is. I just call it the green goo.
The pistachio?
Oh, yeah.
Pistachio stuff?
The green stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good one. That actually came from my mom's side. Green stuff. Who has been making that? I forget.
I don't know.
I could maybe get that recipe real quick.
It just shows up every
my
year.
My dad would do it every year. My dad did it. Pistachio salad?
No, it's simple. Not pistachio salad. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's like a like whipped cream and marshmallow.
Yeah, and pineapple and pistachio. Yeah. Jello
pistachio. Maybe. I don't know.
I promise you it is.
I'll find out. I've never known one of those.
Wait, $20.
Hold on. Let's listen into what Scott's wife's telling.
She's saying she's going 6-0 and she's ready to hurt all you guys.
Oh. Hey, Jesse, I like to get hurt.
Love you, Jesse.
And just let her know that we're a week ahead, so she's going 7-0.
Yeah.
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 There you go.
Hi! Congrats on winning the league.
Yeah.
She can't hear you. That's fine. My ears.
She's winning. 8 weeks in. She's just gonna win the league.
I've mostly given up.
She got mad at me for beating Lucinda last week, and now this week she goes, "I'm kicking her ass."
Oh yeah! All of a sudden.
Don't you play her Thanksgiving week?
Yes.
Oh. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Can't wait till next week when we find out what happened there.
Yeah.
If that's her first loss, oh my God.
Oh, there will be hell.
Daddy broke her heart.
That'll be fantastic.
Tiss, tiss, tiss. All right. Let's close it out, Dennis.
All right. Be sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at Kingsville Pod and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts, even Spotify, Jordan.
Ooh.
Yeah. Also, leave us a voicemail. 562-317-0087. You can send us a text there. And check out the hockeypodcastnetwork.com and the whole family of hockey podcasts. James, you're a dick. So, fuck you. For Jordan Heckman, Jeff Wilson, Scott Wilson, I'm Dennis Wilson saying,
go Kings, go! Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go!
Woo! Happy Thanksgiving!
And for James Whitlock.
No, fuck
you. Go Knights.
Aw, you're a dick.
Love you, Scott.
Can't wait to see you.
Thanks for staying up so late.
Night-night.
Yeah. Good night. Bye.
Night-night, little guys.